This week, we read about Korach's rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. So how long do you think the entire story of Korach took? And the answer is less than 24 hours. How do we know that? Because the Torah tells us that one day Korach gathered 250 men, v'yikimu lifnei Moshe, and they confronted Moshe and they accused him of nepotism, igniting a full-blown rebellion. But Moshe responded with remarkable patience and wisdom. Moshe tells Korach, Boiker, let's wait until the morning. V'yoyda Hashem es ha'shaloi. Tomorrow morning, Hashem will make known who is His, who is holy, and whom He chooses to lead Klal Yisrael. Why did Moshe say Boiker? Why wait until the morning? Why not settle it on the spot? So Rashi explains that Moshe hoped the delay would allow Korach and his cohorts time to reconsider. Maybe after a good night's sleep, they will come to their senses. Rashi says, Moshe thought that the afternoon is a time of drunkenness. It's not a time for clarity. It's not a time for monumental decisions. So let's continue this discussion in the morning. But instead of using the night to reflect, Korach spent the time mocking Moshe and riling up his followers. And by the next morning, it was over. The earth opened up and he swallowed Korach and his assembly. Korach was a Talmud Chacham. He was a prestigious man. He was destined for greatness. But in less than 24 hours, he lost everything. His life, his legacy, his eternity. On the flip side, look at the B'nai Korach, Korach's sons. They had a single moment of clarity. They had a hear tshuva, and they chose to honor Moshe Rabbeinu. They stepped back, they made a decision, and in 1 minute, they saved themselves and all of their descendants. The Rabban says they are considered tzaddikim from that moment forward. And who descended from them? None other than Shmuel Hanavi. That's the power of a single moment. One moment can destroy a life or save one. A person can acquire his world in 1 moment or lose it in 1 moment. There's a famous Gemara, Masechtas of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud, which is coming up this week on Daf Yomi. The Gemara says, Bacha Rebbe! Rebbe cried, Yesh koina elamai b'sha achas. A person can acquire his world in 1 moment. And the question is, why did Rebbe cry? Isn't that an amazing thing? And the answer is, because it cuts both ways. The same way 1 moment can bring eternal reward, 1 wrong move can cause eternal damage. That is a terrifying thought. The power of 1 minute is both inspiring and frightening. There's a remarkable Medrash in Yalkut Shemoyni that sheds light on today's world events. The Medrash says that before the final Geula, right before Mashiach's arrival, there will be a great war. Melech Paras, the king of Persia, modern-day Iran, will go to war with Melech Arvia, the king of Arabia, modern-day Saudi Arabia. And this war will escalate. And the Medrash says, the Melech Arvia will seek counsel from Melech Edom, the Western Christian power, understood to be America, how to protect themselves from this existential threat. Isn't that what we're seeing right now? Middle Eastern nations are cozying up to the United States, feeling threatened by Iran. Even Saudi Arabia condemned Iran's bombing of the American base in Qatar. And the Medrash says, this war will cause devastation and large parts of the world will be destroyed and humanity will tremble. And at that moment, Hashem will say to the Jewish people, Ami al tirou. My people, do not be afraid. You are following my Torah. You are doing my mitzvahs. You have nothing to fear. Iran was given time, over and over again. They had chances to make peace, to de-escalate, to choose a different path, but they chose arrogance and defiance and violence. And in just a few moments, decades of effort, trillions of dollars, and all of their nuclear ambitions, all of it went up in smoke. 40 years of building lost in 1 moment. Yes, yesh koina elamai b'sha achas. But on the other hand, as Korach and Iran found out, you can lose everything in a moment as well. So as we creep closer to the days of Mashiach, as we watch the world grow more unstable and the headlines more alarming, we hold tight to Hashem's eternal promise, Ami al tirou. My people, do not be afraid. As long as we cling to Torah, as long as we live with Amunah, as long as we stay loyal to Hashem's will, we have nothing to fear. The ground may shake, the nations may rage, but Klal Yisrael stands unshaken. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.